understand tonight that we have been picked by God. God has picked us. God has chosen us. God has reached out. He knows exactly who you are. He knows everything about you. And I want you to understand something tonight. That is, God picked you. He picked you out of a crowd. Now, I don't know about you, but I remember growing up and standing in lines for football games or baseball games or soccer games or kickball or volleyball or whatever it is. And I remember standing in line waiting to be picked. And they would go by, or they'd pass me up, or they would go by. And finally, you know, by the end of the line, I'm hoping and I'm praying and I'm saying to myself, man, I hope they pick me. I hope I'm not the very last one to be picked. Who's ever been there? Amen. You're waiting, man. I'm waiting to see who picked me. Who's going to take me? Who's going to pick me to be on their team? And it passes by, or they pick you, or they say, you know what? You can have him to the other team. I asked Carmen, I said, had this ever happened to you? She said, it happened for the very first 5 years of my school life. I said, why? She said, because my mother dressed me in traditional German wear. She had fluffy shirts and long apron around her, and she'd be standing there in the school line wanting to get picked, and these people would look at her and they'd think, what kind of nut are you? Curly hair, kinky hair, and all this stuff, and they'd say, what kind of nut are you? But you want to know something tonight? That's not what God is. That's not what God is. Tonight I want to tell you that's not the way. See, God knows everything about you. He's chosen you. You're not last in the line. You're not last on the list. God knows everything about you. God knows everything that he wants to do with you. God knows everything that he's going to do with you. I want you to understand that he has chosen you. He has picked you. He has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. Listen to what Isaiah 14:24 says. It says, the Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be. And as I has purposed, so shall it stand. What does that mean tonight? That means God does not make mistakes with you or I. He's picked you for a purpose. King James in our text, John 15:16, it says this, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go bring forth fruit, and that that fruit should remain, and whatever you ask in my Father's name, he will give it to you. That's a promise by God. He's picked you. You need to understand, today you did not choose God. God has chosen you. Why has God chosen you? Because he understands we would never choose him. We were bound by drugs. We were bound by alcohol. We were bound by selfishness. We were bound by self-love. We were bound by sin. We were bound by all these things. We weren't looking for God. God picked you. God chose you. We're too busy in our own lives trying to survive, trying to be who we are. But I want you to understand, God seen you and God picked you for what he has for your life. All through the Bible, God chooses different people. All through the Bible, God chooses ordinary people. Why? Because he wants them to do his purpose. He wants them to do his plan. He picked people like Moses. Moses couldn't even talk. He picked people like Joseph. Joseph didn't even have a family that would support him. He picked people like David. He picked people like Daniel. He picked people like Gideon. He picked people like Paul. He picked people like the apostles. They were ordinary people that God picked for him to use their lives. First of all, understand, he picked you. You didn't pick him. He picked you. These people were ordinary. They didn't even know what God's will was. They were fishing on the end of a boat. They were mending their nets, and Jesus walks by and he picks them. They didn't know if there was a 401k plan, or they didn't know if there was insurance. They didn't know any of these things. They just knew that Jesus picked them. And see, that's the same thing for you and I. He's picked you for a purpose. He's picked you for this place. And that's what I want you to understand. God uses ordinary people to do supernatural things for his will and for his purpose. We're ordinary. We're everyday people. We're simple people. We're real people. And this is what God wants to use. He doesn't care how smart we are. He doesn't care where we live. He doesn't care how much money we make. All he cares about is you. All he cares about is what he wants to do with your life. He's picked you for a purpose. Second, tonight, it said in the King James, it said that he ordained us. Now you need to understand the word ordained and what it means. The word ordained means to be put, to be placed, to be appointed. So understand something tonight. God picked you, and now God places you. He's ordained you. He's placed you in this church. He's placed you to be a part. At this time, and what God is doing in this place, God has placed you. There's other churches. There's other things that are going on. But I want you to know, for you right now, for this purpose, God has picked you and he placed you. Not only is God the picker, but God is the placer. He's placed you here. It's not a mistake that you're here. He's placed you here for a purpose. He wants to use you. He wants to use your life. He's ordained you. Understand that God, he's picked you and he's placed you in this place. And he wants to use you in your life. And it's no mistake that you're here tonight. He's placed you here. God has a place for you here. You're valuable in this church. No matter how old, no matter how young, you're valuable. He's placed you here for a reason, to do his will. He's placed you here. See, I want you to know something. I don't understand. Over all the years of my life, growing up in this church, being stupid, doing stupid things, going out and pastoring, going to different cities, going from Costa Rica to Denver to Texas, and then coming back here. I don't understand it all, but all I know is God has placed me here. He's picked me here, just like you. All the things that you've been through, all the things that you've done, all the experiences that you have in life, don't think that God hasn't put you in those things for no reason. He's placed you here to touch somebody else's life. There's somebody else's life that the pastor cannot touch or I cannot touch, but you can. The experiences, the things that you've done, God's picked you and he's placed you here, and then he wants to use your life. Got you here for a reason. He wants to move in your life. Third and last of all, God desires us as a body to be a church that is productive. So he's picked you, he's placed you, and now he wants you to be productive. What does that mean? That means God wants to use you. That means God wants to make you fruitful. That means God wants to make us fruitful. And God wants this fruit that we're going to be fruitful of to stay. So he wants us to be a fruitful church, a productive church. And I think about where we're at right now in this time, this generation, this time in the world, what's going on. What an opportunity we have as a church. What an opportunity we have as a people to be able to be used by God. To be able to be in a place where the Holy Spirit is moving and God is moving and God is working in our lives, where the Holy Spirit is able to come into a church building and we see lives changed, people changed, homes changed, families changed, and we're part of that and we become a producing machine for God. We become productive. See, I was thinking all week, this time that we're living in, what a time right now. What a season. How many people do we know today that need God? How many people do you know today in your family? How many people do you know today of your relatives, of your loved ones that need God? How many people right now that you know, that you work with, that they need God, that are living in sin, that are bound by depression, that are bound by drugs, that are bound by all these things, that are bound by sin, and we're living in the right time, we're living in the right place, where God has placed us in this church to be used to reach out to all these people, and he puts everything together in the right season. Christmas. It's Thanksgiving. You know how many people are broken right now? You know how many people are hurting right now? You know how many people are wondering if somebody's going to love them tonight, love them tomorrow? See, God has picked you. God has placed you. And then God has made us productive. We have the answer. God's going to use us. Get ready. Stir yourself up. Get excited about what God is going to do. Get excited about who walks in these doors. Get excited when we see people, amen, down at these altars. We don't know what God is doing. But let me tell you something. God has picked them. And then God is going to place them. And then God is going to use them to be productive. This is the greatest opportunity of a lifetime. We're part of something we don't even know what God is going to do. But he is going to pour out his spirit. He's going to pour out his spirit. He's waiting for somebody to want to be used. Somebody that'll say, you know what, God, here I am. You know what, God, I might not be perfect, God, but here I am. God, use me. God, help me to be a light. God, help me to speak to someone. God, help me tell somebody about Jesus. God, give me the boldness. God, give me, Lord God, the words to say. And I will tell you what God will do. God will use your life. I want to close with Mark chapter 15. 16. Everybody knows it. Let me tell you something tonight. We need to make it real. Jesus was talking and he said to them, Mark 16, verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. There's a choice. He says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And then he says to the saints, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. God. God's picked you. God's placed you. Now God wants to make you productive, and God will give you everything you need. He gives you power tonight. He gives you power. He gives you strength. We don't need to be afraid of the devil. We don't need to be afraid of this world. We don't need to be afraid of the future. We need to trust God. We need to focus on what God is doing right now. Focus on what God is doing in the earth today. Focus on what God is doing in this city. And I tell you what, we'll see God move like never before. He's looking for a church. He's looking for us to just believe. Amen? God wants to move in your life tonight. Amen? God wants to use you. God wants to use you. I've done a lot of things in life. Can I be honest with you? I don't care anymore. All I want to do is please Jesus. Nothing to prove. I just want to please Jesus. I just want to know his will. I just want to know his purpose. I want to go to bed at night knowing that I did something for God. I want to wake up in the morning knowing that God is there with me. I want to know that he's chosen me, that he's picked me, and I'm right in his will. I'm right there where he wants me to be. This is what you need to believe God for. You're in his will. You're in his plan. You're right where God has set you. Let God use you tonight. Let God use you. Let's see a revival. Let's see souls be transformed. Let's see God do miracles. Amen. Let's be a part of God's perfect plan. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray with every head bowed and every eye closed in reverence to God. No one wandering for just a moment. Tonight I want to challenge the church, the core. I want to challenge you to be productive tonight. To be productive. Not to be angry, not to be bitter of what God wants you to do, but to be productive in what God wants you to do. Tonight you're in this place and you've never given Jesus your life. You've never asked him to be Lord and Savior of your life. You never asked him to be Jesus, to forgive you of all your sins. And you'd slip up your hand and say, you know what? That's me. God's dealing with me. I've never given Jesus my heart. Would you raise your hand? How many across this room you'd say, that's me. I'm not saved. I don't know Jesus as my personal Savior. How many would there be? Be honest tonight. You just slip it up, put it right back down. God sees that hand. How many more? Just slip it up, put it right back down. How many would there be? God is dealing with your heart. You're not saved. Maybe tonight you've walked away from God. You're backslidden in your heart. It means you're not going forward anymore. But you're going backwards into the old life, going backwards into the old things. God's saying, you know what? I still love you. I still care about you. I still picked you. Amen. And you're here tonight and you're backslidden in your heart. Would you raise your hand? I want to pray with you. Amen. How many would there be? Be honest. Just slip it up. God sees that hand. How many more? Be honest. God sees that hand. How many more? God sees that hand over there. How many more? God's dealing with you. He loves you. He's not mad at you. He loves you. Cares about you. Amen. We're going to stand in just a moment, but if you raised your hand, I want you to take a bold step of faith. I want you to step out of your seats and come forward. We're all going to stand. Amen. If that's you, you raised your hand in the back over on this side and over here. You raised your hand. Would you come forward? Amen. I want to pray with you. How many would there be? Just come forward. Amen. Thank you for coming. Amen. Thank you for honest hearts. There were some in the back. You raised your hand over on this side. You raised your hand. Would you come forward? God wants to move. Let's all stand. We're going to sing. But before we stand and sing, before we sing, God's dealing with you. God's dealing with you as a church. God's dealing with you as a church person. I believe God wants to use every person's life here tonight. Maybe you've lost that first love for his will. Maybe you lost that love for doing, that desire to do something for God. Maybe you're not productive. Maybe you feel like this isn't the place. Let me tell you, this is the place. God's placed you here. Maybe you feel like you're not picked. Whatever it is God's dealing with you, amen, I want you to step out of your seat. Don't leave here the same. Get it done. Get it right tonight. Don't go with a question. Make it right. God, this is where you want me. God, this is my heart. This is what's going on. God, this is where you want me to be. But let God know. Let God help you. Let God strengthen you. Let God use you. Amen. These altars are open as we sing. Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face.
Yes, Jesus.
And the things
Holy Spirit,
of earth will grow strange.